his stick just kind of shatters there. Is it easier to forget about goals like that, or is it annoying in the time?
Annoying for a few seconds, and then you realize there's still a couple minutes in the game. They're going to pull their goalie. You kind of saw that coming. They had obviously a minute and a half left, I believe, or something like that. So put them back in it for a quick minute, and you just know you got to get back right back into action.
Connor, it's been a while since the Oilers won a game one in a series. How does this change the outlook for the team going ahead now that you guys have that one up on the Kings?
It doesn't change anything. We always, you want to win every game. You know, we'd want to win game two even if we lost. So, you know, we want to win game one, or we want to win game two even though we won game one. So it doesn't change much. You know, we got to come out with that same urgency, that same desperation, I guess. Be ready to roll.
You and Zach Hyman have been clicking all year. He does it again with the playoffs. Just some thoughts on his play tonight.
I thought he was great. I thought both my wingers were good. I thought they did a good job getting on the forecheck, winning pucks back down low, and you know, we were able to create a couple of chances, and you know, ultimately they score a couple. So I thought they both were good.
Stu, it's a long regular season to get back to this moment. How did you kind of feel before this game, and how were sort of the nerves and the anticipation for you?
Yeah, I felt great. A lot of experience that I was able to get last year came into play definitely today, just knowing kind of what the building's going to feel like and how loud the fans are going to be. So, yeah, I felt very comfortable and calm and ready to roll.
Maybe a thought on the penalty killers in front of you tonight. You know, obviously a couple of pretty big kills, and just kind of what you're seeing from the group, how organized they seem to be and willing to do tough things to kill penalties.
Yeah, I think the whole unit in general is, we've been having a lot of conversations and obviously doing our pre-scout as they're doing theirs. So yeah, I thought we were rolling really well. I thought we had really good chemistry and just a lot of good communication between the PK group. They were incredible in front of me.
Connor, you guys went 3-for-4 on the power play. What did you see on the power play that you felt allowed you guys to have that success?
Well, they got a great kill. You know, they were the number one kill all year long, and we got a lot of respect for that group, and we were prepared. You know, and I thought, you know, we got some good players on that unit making good plays, and, you know, that shot by Leo is incredible. You know, I'm not sure how you stop that, but... I thought we were able to hit them a couple of different ways, which is good, because it leaves you know, them to have to figure it out. With that being said, we got a few things up our sleeve still, which I think is a good thing.
Scoring the first goal, obviously very important against this team, especially with the style they play. Do you feel like it's even more important? Just does it force them to kind of change the way they play?
Yeah, it's really important. You know, starts are really important, especially a team as well structured defensively as the Kings are. You know, you got to get out to a good start. It helps if you can obviously score the first one, and you know, kind of forces them to open up a little bit. With that being said, we've come back on them before as well, so you know, we know that you know, if we're down one or two, we can still find a way.
Kind of feeds into this question, Connor, about the way the Kings can be stifling when they're playing at their best, and I thought you guys skated the puck through that first layer pretty well tonight. Is that your sense of why it works so well?
Yeah, I thought we played a really connected game. I thought all five guys were working together. Even if we'd had to dump it in, I thought we had, you know, good numbers on the forecheck. You know, but ultimately we didn't have to dump it in all that much because we were connected coming through there, and that's what it requires. You know, they got five guys in a tight area in that neutral zone, and you don't want to turn one over, obviously, all while trying to get the zone and you know, with possession and find a way to play down there. So I thought we did a good job, whether we had to forecheck or find our way through.
Stuart, let's talk about a player that plays right in front of you, Evan Bouchard. 4 assists tonight. Can you talk about what his composure and his demeanor kind of does for the rest of the squad when he's out there and has the puck on his stick?
Yeah, especially when we're coming out of our D zone, I think just his poise and patience really kind of calms things down pretty quickly. Sometimes he's just like so calm that it's hard to not, you know, realize that and see it and see that how many great plays that he's making by doing that. So it's a you know, obviously he's a special player. He's able to see plays that sometimes, you know, it's pretty hard to see, and he's just able to hit those guys coming through the middle. And so, yeah, he's a really smart player, and you can really see that.
Connor, can you talk about the discipline it took from your team tonight, especially after the whistle when the Kings were trying to kind of get you into a little fisticuff battle, but you guys were maintaining your discipline all throughout?
I thought the guys did a great job of that. You know, obviously it's the playoffs and emotions are high, and there's going to be those scrums and there's going to be those interactions, and ultimately, you know, we're willing to take a punch or two. You know, it doesn't mean you're not tough or anything like that. It's just that time of year. You know, you want to do anything you can to get your team an advantage. And, you know, we found ourselves on the power play a couple of times out of those scrums, which is a great thing. I would think that's something that they're going to want to address. And I would expect that maybe those will kind of fizzle out as the series moves forward.
Connor.
Yeah, discipline's key in the playoffs. It really is, and that's discipline in your game, discipline in those scrums. You know, and I thought tonight we showed a lot of maturity in those encounters, and it was good.
Connor, I just wanted a thought on Zach Hyman's ability to kind of get open and, you know, find the lane so you can give him the puck. And, you know, that's not an easy skill to do, but he seems to do it really well.
Yeah, Zach's smart. You know, he's a smart hockey player. He knows where to go. You know, he gets himself to the front of the net and he gets himself lost. You know, and that's a skill that, you know, maybe the fans don't see, but it's a skill nonetheless, and he's real good at it.